Next item on the agenda is item number six, City of Salem, number 19-1802. Who will be presenting that?
Rachel Peabody, Habitat.
Ms.
Engineer.
Thank you, Ms. Peabody. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Proceed, please, ma'am. Oh, are we ready? There we go.
The City of Salem has requested authorization to install two temporary cofferdams within the Roanoke River to provide access for maintenance activities of the Mill Lane Roadway Bridge in the City of Salem. The project is protested by two so here's just an aerial view of the City of Salem. You can see the arrow is along the Roanoke River that runs just southeast of the city. Next slide. And a zoomed in view of the project location. So Mill Lane Bridge that you see going over the Roanoke River is a bridge that is in need of maintenance. And the city has proposed to put in a series of two temporary cofferdams, which will allow the contractor to dewater half of the river, get construction access to the areas that concrete needs to be restored, which is along the abutments and span. They'll remove one, move on to the other side of the river, and do the same on the other side. Next slide. So these are basic project drawings that show what I just described, where you see AA is the location of the temporary cofferdam, which spans about half of the riverway. And then once that is dewatered, construction happens, it will be removed, and they'll move over to the other side of the waterway. And the maintenance here is basically concrete maintenance. So there's areas where concrete is eroding and it just needs to be filled in, and that can only be done in the dry. Next slide. So here's just some pictures of the existing bridge. This is a bridge that's about 6 feet above ordinary high water, according to the city. And then on the picture on the bottom right, you can see that this is just an example of some of the eroding concrete that needs to be fixed along the entire portion of the bridge. Next slide. The project is being protested by two adjacent property owners. The property that you see with the arrow on the top of your screen is Mr. Joseph Smith, and the property on the bottom is Ms. Ann Price, who have both written and emailed the city and I about their objections to the project. Next slide. So Mr. Smith, who again, he's a representative of SMP Associates, who is on the top of the screen, states that the bridge was not originally constructed properly to meet the flow through for high water requirements. And as a result, it has created a debris dam overflow during high water levels. So he would recommend that the bridge be replaced at a higher level so that it can withstand the Roanoke River during high water at Mill Lane. And Ms. Price, who was the property on the previous map on the lower portion of the map, had three major points. One, she wanted to ensure that there was no interruption of traffic flow during construction, during the daytime hours, so it doesn't impact her business. The in-water portion of her objection was that she didn't want any damming or diverting of the river water flow during hurricane season. She says it's June 1 through June 30th, to prevent any additional damming that may increase flooding on her property. So she's asked for a time of year restriction from June 1 through November 30th of any in-water construction. And then she also requests that from the city that any portion of her property that needs to be accessed for construction, that they contact her to negotiate a construction easement agreement. Next slide. So the city has spoken with both property owners on the phone, is my understanding, as well as in person, and has provided me a response to the protests, which are in your book. Here's an excerpt from the city response discussing the existing bridge. And after reviewing the replacement of the bridge, they discussed that it would cost about 10 to 20 times the amount of maintenance to reconstruct it. It would have additional environmental concerns for entire reconstruction, as well as it would take longer, most likely, than what they're estimating to be about 3 months construction at this point. And they think that if they were to reconstruct the bridge, it would make it, the requirements would not be, give it much additional height as the existing bridge. Next slide, please. We did receive comments from the Department of Wildlife Resources and through them the U.S. and Fish and Wildlife Service, where they both commented that all in-stream work within the river adhere to a time of year restriction from March 16th through June 30th of any year to protect the endangered Roanoke log perch. They also listed several standard in-stream conditions that are recommended for almost any of our construction activities in the Western Territory. And that's that all in-stream activities shall be conducted during low or no flow conditions. They use non-erodible cofferdams or turbidity curtains to isolate the construction area, and that they block no more than 50% of the stream flow at any given time. Next slide, please. So after careful review, staff understands the protesters' concerns related to potential seasonal flooding of their waterfront property and the need for a higher bridge in the long term. The city engineer has reviewed the protesters' concerns and disagrees that the cofferdam will exacerbate any seasonal flooding on the upland properties. In addition, a time of year restriction as proposed by the adjacent property owner, Ms. Price, would limit construction only to the month of December through February when it's coupled with the recommended state and federal fisheries restrictions. The city has also evaluated alternative construction options of to include not using cofferdams, but they must be able to dewater the abutments to install the concrete repairs. They have also evaluated a full replacement of the bridge and have determined it is outside of the current budget of the city and would result in larger environmental impacts. As such, staff does not see a reasonable solution to accommodate the concerns of the protestants while allowing the necessary repairs to the aging bridge. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with a time of year restriction from March 15th through June 30th of any year and the standard in-stream conditions outlined by the Department of Wildlife Resources. Thank you.
Thank you. I think in this scenario, we have to be very careful in what we consider based on what the city has requested and what the protestants have a problem with as it relates to the jurisdiction of this agency. The fact that someone wants a larger bridge or a higher bridge is certainly out of the purview of the of this commission. I'd ask Ms. Block, do you have anything that you'd like to say before we proceed down the path of evaluation?
No, I think you've covered it. It's mostly there are some complaints that are within the jurisdiction and some judges' requests about easement negotiation that are outside of our jurisdiction.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Peabody? Hearing none, thank you, Rachel. I see that the City of Salem engineering staff is on and wishes to be heard. Anyone from the City of Salem?
I don't know which. So we have a Will Simpson and a Josh Pratt.
Do we have a Will? Do we have?
Ask Rachel which is which.
Rachel, Ms. Peabody, who would be from the city that we would be hearing from? Do you know?
Both Will Simpson and Josh Pratt are both from the city and have been contacting me in unison.
Okay.
So we can start with Will and then see if he would like to pass it to Josh.
Okay. Mr. Simpson, do you wish to comment?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Before you go any further, do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Proceed, please.
I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to hear us on this. I'm the city engineer for the city of Salem, and really, Rachel summed up everything perfectly. We are just looking to do maintenance on the bridge, and some of the maintenance we have to do involves the piers and the abutments that are actually in the river. To construct a new bridge here, as one of the citizens has requested, it's just not feasible to do, considering we would have to raise the bridge significantly, which would impact all of the roads leading into it. We have an intersection just up from the bridge that would be totally taken out by raising the bridge. So the raising of the bridge is not feasible. The bridge is low. There's no doubt about that. But what we are just trying to do is keep the bridge in maintenance and keep the bridge viable for as long as we possibly can before we have to go down a route of possibly looking at a new bridge. But that's going to be years and years and years, maybe even decades down the road. So all we're looking to do here is just get the approvals to be able to put a copper dam in to do the necessary repairs on the abutments.
All right, thank you, sir. Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Does Mr. Pruitt wish to be heard, or... Mr. Simpson, did you sum it up? Basically, you were the spokesperson for the city.
Mr. Pratt is available now if he wants to talk.
Yes, this is Josh Pratt. I've got no additional comments.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to be heard in support of this project, please put or write in that you wish to be heard to the host.
Unmute all of the phones.
Unmute all the phones.
Just in case.
All phones are unmuted. Does anyone wish to be heard in support of this project? Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in opposition to this project? Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in opposition to this project? Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Chair will entertain a motion.
This is Dr. Neal. Move to approve staff recommendation.
Thank you, Dr. Neal. Is there a second to the motion?
Second, James Minor.
Second by Mr. Minor. Thank you. Further discussion? We will call the roll. Mr. France.
Aye.
Mr. Tankard. Mr. Zedrin.
Mr. Zedrin again. So he should be able to speak.
Mr. Zedrin.
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Minor.
Aye.
Ms. Lusk.
Aye.
Ms. Everett.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Thank you for everyone, and thank you for the presentation.